is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with another special on the developing ownership situation. As we're aware, FSG are looking for investments. That's what we believe, having spoken to people over here about the next steps for Liverpool Football Club's ownership. And someone who is following it with interest for a variety of reasons is Liverpool fan, but also an American sports journalist and Atlanta Braves fan. And this brings us on very nicely to our talk about Liberty Media today. It's Zach Osterman. Zach, thanks so much for joining us over Zoom today. Really appreciate your time.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, as a Liverpool fan, you know, we found each other sort of through that. But you are an American sports journalist. You've got interest in the finance of sports media, similar to Dave as well. And so a lot of this ticks a lot of your boxes, has to be said, Zach. And then when a company like Liberty Media are mentioned as one of it's all sort of shrouded in a little bit of mystery at the moment, and there's NDAs and things like that. But Liberty Media have been discussed as one of the people who might potentially be interested in being a minority stakeholder. That, I guess, gets your interest even further because they're the owners of the Atlanta Braves, who are your guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to kind of talk about Liberty Media from the perspective of being a Braves fan. If you're looking at it through sort of the business of sports lens, I mean, they're one of the biggest sort of just like, I guess, asset holders, or I don't know if conglomerate is the right technical term, but they own the Braves, they own Formula One, I believe they own the controlling stake in Sirius XM Radio. I was even looking at this, like they own things like a portion of the Denver Nuggets basketball arena. So like they own like this wide variety of different, or at least have a finger in a lot of different kinds of pies. But from the Braves perspective, because they are the majority owners of the Braves, they have been since 2007. And it has kind of at times been sort of a beauty in the eye of the beholder thing. Like the Braves were, so I won't bore anyone with too much backstory, but I was born and raised in Atlanta. Atlanta didn't have professional sports until 1966, when the Braves moved in. They didn't have successful professional sports until the early 90s when the Braves started winning. Until then, they were dubbed even by a couple of their own newspaper columnists as Loserville, because professional sports were just so consistently bad in the city. And the Braves were owned by this really successful local businessman named Ted Turner, who put a lot of money into the team. The Braves consistently had a strong payroll. You know, people may know this if they know baseball, but baseball really is largely, in terms of how you build teams and how you retain talent, about salaries, about wages, about contracts and competitive contracts. And the Braves kind of had this, you know, this parallel where they were spending a lot of money and they were winning, and those two were kind of going hand in hand. And then Ted Turner sold the team to Time Warner, who sold it off a few years later to Liberty Media in 2007. And to be honest,
trying to jump in, is Ted Turner the guy who had WCW?
Yes, okay, he was.
There we are.
Yes,
started. Is my American sports notes coming out?
No, trust me. We can do a whole separate podcast about 90s WCW. I'm your man when it comes to that. You get docking on here. I'm your man when it comes to 90s WCW.